Sportscast, July 31st, 2020. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, Periscope, iTunes, and YouTube. And if you're on iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And visit us on thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net for the latest. This episode is brought to you by Insta Bible app. You could get the Insta Bible app on the iOS App Store. The NFL players are opting out. Things are getting ready for the season to start. There's no preseason. The Chiefs are handing out big contracts to a quarterback. And we got Jeff Favre to flesh these news out. Jeff, welcome back to the Sportscast.
I appreciate it, Santiago. Thanks for having me.
Jeff, as you heard, the biggest news in Kansas City for the week was Williams opting out of the 2020 season, given the potential for Clyde Edwards-Helaire to start. What are your thoughts when you first heard the story?
I mean, so Damian Williams played really well in the playoffs, and especially the Super Bowl. But I also think that one big run at the end, obviously, is what sticks in people's minds. He's a home run hitter, but I would also say if you watch the Chiefs on a week-to-week basis last year, running back was probably one of the weakest positions on the team. It may have been the weakest position on the team. And the thing about Damian Williams is when you watch highlights, you know, you see one week he has an 86-yard touchdown run, and then he has a 91-yard touchdown run. And that's great. Don't get me wrong. It's awesome. But the only issue is that when he's not doing that, he's averaging 3 yards a carry. So one quote from the Chiefs general manager that I heard that really stuck with me, he said, you know, when we went back and looked at it, we saw too many plays that were blocked up to get 8 yards, but you still end up in second and eight. So what he's saying is the plays blocked up to get 8 yards and you're getting two instead. So I really, from how it affects the Chiefs, maybe early in the year, it might not be ideal because Clyde is a rookie and it's hard to just jump in week one. But if you go back a couple years, Kareem Hunt wasn't supposed to start week one until Spencer Ware got hurt. And then he started week one and just was off and running, led the NFL in rushing. So it's not impossible for a rookie to start. I would just say that there could be some ugly moments early on, but in the long run, you know, I really don't think it hurts the Chiefs.
How is the Kansas City Chiefs running back bench looking like?
Yeah, so, I mean, Darrell Williams is a good role player. And then they also picked up Washington from the Raiders, who's another speed guy, another guy that can catch the ball out of the backfield. So I do think Helaire will be the get the majority of the touches, but then you'll see spot duty from the other two. I think Washington. And, I mean, Darwin Thompson is a compelling guy that they used a 6th-round pick on last year. But obviously, first of all, a 6th-round pick isn't a premium pick. Second of all, if he really showed out in a way that they had great confidence, I don't think they would have been so aggressive in going out and getting DeAndre Washington.
So, Jeff, who starts week one for running back?
I think in terms of the depth chart, it'll actually be Darrell Williams, but I think Clyde's going to get the most touches. So a lot of times, you know, Andy Reid will stick with a veteran early in the year, even if it's just I hate to call it a courtesy thing because I do think Andy Reid plays the best players available. But I won't be surprised if early in the year Darrell Williams is kind of the starter on paper, but you'll still see Helaire get more carries and receptions than anyone else.
The reason why Williams is sitting out is because his mother just got done of a cancer operation a couple months ago. Because his mother was just diagnosed with cancer. So obviously coronavirus is very vulnerable to people that have preconditions, respiratory, heart conditions, respiratory as well. And what was the other one? old age and also cancer, anything with precondition or any type of sickness, cancer, heard a story. So he's probably being careful, of course. Maybe he's around her a lot. So we'll see what happens with the Chiefs. But just like Jeff said, Kansas City is not a running game, running team. They will not be heard about it, but we'll like to see this rookie, Edwards-Helaire. Jeff, what have you heard so far? How have training camps been reporting with this rookie? Is he the future of Kansas City?
I mean, I think things have been a little bit more quiet this year just because of, obviously with COVID, everybody having limited access and, no preseason games, so that makes it hard to judge. But I mean, I get the idea just from what Andy Reid is. Andy Reid typically isn't going to praise a guy without good reason. And, they made the comparison to Brian Westbrook. So that's something that stuck with me. Brian Westbrook was a really, really good player for Andy Reid. So to make that comparison, I'd say they feel pretty confident in him, making an impact year one. Maybe not week one, but year one.
Like everyone's saying, get him for fantasy if you have the chance. One of the best rookies out there. Pretty exciting. Coming from LSU, and definitely had a good season with LSU. But, of course, he's a rookie, and rookies will not have the same experience, off-season experience, like the other years where you have a complete training camp and also a preseason, four games for preseason. So we'll see what happens, how he meshes in with the NFL and things like that. A couple weeks ago, Patrick Mahomes got a huge contract, 10 years worth up to $500 million. Jeff, what are your thoughts about this contract, or was it too big?
No, I mean, I think it was funny just the other day, John Elway said that the Chiefs underpaid, and I think there was some sarcasm there, but it's also a rival GM looking at it and saying, you were hoping it would really hurt them and it really won't. So when I was looking at it, the first really big year is like 2027 is the first year that it's a really huge number. So by then, A, the cap should be higher, and B, they'll be able to restructure whatever they need to. So, look, the thing about Mahomes is he just gives you such a gigantic advantage. He's the best quarterback in the NFL right now, and he's the best playmaker in the NFL right now. And you just don't want that hanging over your head that you have to worry about that position. So you lock him up as long as you can. And he still has 2 years before the new 10 years kicks in. So really, he's in Kansas City for the next 12 years in all likelihood. And, Kansas City searched for a quarterback my entire life, So and beyond. I mean, they haven't had a franchise quarterback that you knew would be around for a long time. I mean,
not even Alex Smith.
Yeah, I mean, even Alex Smith, he was a veteran that you plucked from someone else, so you knew that he wasn't the long-term answer. The same with, Rich Gannon and Elvis Gerback, Steve Bono and Trent Green. All these guys were veterans that had a limited shelf life. It didn't mean they were terrible or they couldn't give you some quality play, but you knew that they couldn't be your long-term solution because they were already in their late 20s or early 30s when he got them. So with Mahomes, you hopefully, Lord willing, and he doesn't suffer injuries and things of that nature, hopefully you can keep him there for his entire career. When you can lock up your quarterback, and especially a great quarterback, you got to get it done.
Great quarterback. Yeah, like the question marks with Mahomes, is he injury prone? Obviously, he did bust a kneecap this past season, but do you think there is some doubts that he could stay healthy?
No, I mean, things are going to happen, and that situation certainly wasn't any fun for him. And then, he had the ankle issues and everything that he played through early in the year. But no, I wouldn't be. It's the NFL; anyone can get hurt. So I'm not saying he can't get hurt. Anyone can, but I don't think he's any more injury prone than any other player.
Speaking about Alex Smith, Ron Rivera is considering. Well, rumors that he's been considering him for the plans for the for Washington football team. Do you think Ron should consider Alex Smith?
If he's healthy, if he's ready to play. But, obviously, for me, you know, you got to find out what Haskins is, because you did use a premium pick on him. Got to see, you know, can he play or can he play? With Alex Smith, you know what you're getting. I mean, even if he's – I mean, unfortunately, he probably won't – you wouldn't think that he'd be 100% of what he was. But with Alex Smith, you're getting a guy that he's not going to make a ton of plays, but he's not going to lose you the game either. And that's all fine and well. But if you're going to be a brand-new coach and you have that young asset with Haskins, you at least have to find out, you know, can this guy play? If he can't, then you have to make plans to get your next young quarterback.
Yeah, Alex Smith is not cleared to play yet, but he suffered a severe injury about a year ago. So we'll see what happens. He can at least bring that veteran leadership towards Haskins, who is going to start for the Washington football team this season. Yesterday, late breaking news was LeSean McCoy signs a 1-year deal with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jeff, is this the missing running back piece that Tom Brady needs to win a Super Bowl with Tampa?
No. I mean, McCoy has a little bit of juice left. I will say early in the year when he went to Kansas City last year, I thought he actually ran pretty well. For whatever reason, he fell out of favor. I don't know exactly why, but he fell out of favor, so he lost playing time. He can still make guys miss in a small space. He can still make a few plays. But I wouldn't expect that he'd be the bell cow there. I think he'd be more of a role player for the Bucs.
Do you think, I mean, in the past couple of seasons, do you think Brady needs that running back to make things going for him?
Yeah, I mean, he needs, whether it's pass protection or whether it's the short passing game, he definitely needs someone reliable there, whether, you know, that or a slot receiver. He just needs somebody reliable. And I think Gronk will be that guy for him. Even though Gronk, with all the injuries and taking a year off, maybe he won't be the vertical threat that he once was, but he'll be that reliable guy that's open underneath. And I think that's where Brady's going to – I think he'll rely on him quite a bit.
Yeah, that's the question mark with Gronkowski being out. Will he be the 2015 Gronkowski?
Well, he's not going to be the 2015 Gronkowski, but he might be close to the 2018 Gronkowski, which is maybe not a maybe not a dominant player, but he would still be a reliable guy that in the clutch you can be that's dependable, and you still can't really cover one-on-one in big scenarios. So he's still a really valuable player.
Yeah, definitely. Of course, Buccaneers have a lot of weapons, especially when it comes to the passing game. And now with Shady McCoy, we'll see what happens. Is this the missing piece? Because the other running backs they have at Tampa, which I'm going to pull up right now, are not that rosy. Let me see who it is.
Ronald Jones at least is a guy that can make some big plays for you.
Yeah, Jones the second, yeah.
I mean, Jones is a guy I like, but I don't know. He's another guy that you thought might be a little bit more dynamic than he actually has been so far. So you just have to see how it plays out.
And then you got Keshawn Vaughn, which I think they did, which they drafted him this past year. And then you got Agunbowale, Raymond Calais, and T.J. Logan. So they're kind of a couple of unknowns, but maybe McCoy could be that teacher, that mentor for these guys.
We'll see. I mean, I think Shady also wants to get his touches, so I'm sure he'll be trying to earn that spot.
The New York Jets trade Jamal Adams to the Seahawks. Jeff, what are your thoughts for this? Is this a loss for the Jets? And this is a super dynamic Seahawks defense.
I think one of the few trades that works out for both teams. I mean, giving up 2 first-round picks is a lot. But I'm making some assumptions here, but if they use Jamal Adams in that old Cam Chancellor role where he just gets to run up and hit people, I can't think of a better possible situation for Jamal Adams, because you talk about a guy that is a great tackler and really can run and hit and make plays in the around the line of scrimmage and in the short to medium area of the field. I think it's a great fit. I mean, I think it's a perfect fit. And for the Jets, you had a guy that for whatever reason was unhappy and wasn't going to stay there. So you got great value for him. I mean, you got a pretty good safety and you got 2 first-round picks. That's great value. So, the Seahawks, I mean, they're not that Russell Wilson is old, but I think they see that he's not super young anymore. So they're making moves to try to go after a Super Bowl. And, you know, I think they'll – obviously things have to go your way to get there, but I think the Seahawks roster is at least good enough to be in that conversation.
Do you think they'll win the NFC West?
I mean, they'll be right there. the Niners are gonna the Niners are gonna be really tough too.
Head to head,
I mean, the Niners are. Yeah, I mean that's gonna be a really throwback tough game. Both defenses have a lot of talent there.
Which the Niners won that division by a game, I think.
Yeah, and it came down to just a couple plays. So the Seahawks they'll be right there.
Seahawks is definitely coming back with the Legion of Boom Part 2, so we'll see how that formulates. Also, Jamal Adams was complaining about Adam Gase not being a true head coach or a true leader. What are your thoughts about that? You think Adam Gase is not head coach material, maybe more of an assistant coach?
It seems you haven't really heard a lot of players stick up for him, but I was trying
Good point.
Yeah, I mean, every time somebody comes out and speaks against them, you never really see the other side of it. So that is a little bit concerning, but I also try not to just buy into the mob either. I mean, Peyton Manning made a lot of guys look awesome. So Gase, going back to where he really got his opportunity, was as Peyton Manning's offensive coordinator. So let's give Gase a chance and see what he does, but I would not bank on him being coach of the year.
Definitely not. We'll see what happens. I would think Gase has a year to prove to stick with the Jets.
Yeah. I mean, they have to give him a fair shot. I mean, you can't just keep firing coaches every year and every 2 years and expect things to get better. So whatever they do, they have to give him a chance.
What's a good amount of time for a coach to prove, hey, I mean, you're at like the right pace?
Well, it depends on how bad the team is to start. But if you're completely rebuilding, you've got to give them, I think you have to give them 4 years. And that sounds like a lot, but it's really not. When you take into account you have to completely rebuild the roster and compete in your division and all those things. So if you give them 4 years and you're not seeing progress or you're not competing, then at that point you move on.
How long did it take for Andy Reid to get things going?
Well, year one, but
because he had a good team coming in.
Yeah, I mean the Chiefs roster was at least. Oh, I mean it was not great. It definitely had holes in it, but they at least had good talent on defense, so he had something to work with. And also comparing other coaches to Andy Reid isn't quite fair because Andy Reid, you know, is top 10 all time in wins. So to compare everyone to his standard isn't quite fair either.
He drafted Mahomes, right?
A couple years ago, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so he was part of that draft team. Wasn't like the previous coach. Who was the previous coach for the Chiefs?
Romeo Crennel was before Andy Reid. And he was filling in because Todd Haley had gotten fired.
Wow, I do not remember, don't really remember those two names.
Yeah.
It's been a long time, Jeff.
Yep, 2013. Keep them for another 10.
That's almost a decade ago for me, or a decade time ago. Anyways, a lot of players are opting out, especially from New England. What is New England trying to tell you? I mean, are they trying to tank, or just all coincidental that they're all from New England?
I think it's just that Bill Belichick is probably the type of guy that wants to prepare, so he asks that guys make their decisions early. That's all I take from it. He wants to be prepared, so if you have to opt out, you opt out. And he probably just had an internal deadline where he said, look, if you're going to opt out for us, you should do it by, you know, whatever date. That's all I make of it. I
mean, by today.
Belichick is not going to tank. Yeah, I mean, Belichick is not going to tank. No way. Their defense is still too talented to tank. So, I don't buy that part of it at all.
They added Cam Newton, Jeff. Is this enough for them to win the AFC East again?
They'll be in competition for it. I think it'll be the Bills or the Patriots. the Bills are going to be right there because their defense is loaded top to bottom. I don't know what version of Cam we're going to get. You know, he's not going to be the 2015 MVP Cam, but if he can just be good or a little bit above average, that might be enough to win a lot of games. So it could be very similar to last year where it just comes down to how they finish the season.
What do you think Bill Belichick will ask from him to do?
I would say they'll run a conservative offense, you know, probably try to let the defense win most games and take your shots when you have them. So Cam will be more of a distributor and a role player than what he's accustomed to, but that'll give them an opportunity to win most weeks.
Who will start week one, Cam Newton or Jared Stidham?
Cam.
Makes sense. It makes
sense. Over the young kid.
If Cam is healthy, which I think he is. He's been practicing with Julian Edelman a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I think if he passed team physical and everything, he has to be fairly healthy. Maybe not perfect, but healthy enough to play.
Which he hasn't done it yet, hasn't he?
He would have had to do that to
be in Boston.
To sign as a free agent. to complete the contract.
Yeah, which he was not as complicated as back in March or April, where a lot of these players, like Todd Gurley, was not able to get a physical because of the lockdowns.
Right, yep.
So now things are definitely formulating in New England. I do have New England. I have been getting more convinced that New England will win the AFC East if Cam's healthy. I think he is, if not 80%. Healthy.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yep, I agree.
Like, I don't think he's like totally bad. You know.
No, and he's never gonna be. You know, he's not gonna be the old version of himself, but he'll be good enough to win a lot of games.
It's just wear and tear on the whole situation, but hopefully we'll see a good Cam. I'm glad like they gave him a shot. He was last minute signing, Jeff. I mean, this was what, like 2 weeks ago? No, was it three?
But I mean, it was definitely well after the free agency rush. So, yeah, he definitely wasn't high on anybody's list.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. And then, of course, you got Winston that signed as a backup to Drew Brees, which I think that was smart of him. He was playing humble pie there.
Yeah, and Sean Payton is a really good quarterback coach that'll get the best out of him when that opportunity comes. So I think it's a good move.
We'll see if Tampa overtakes the NFC South.
Yeah. I think that's what's going to happen, but I guess we'll see.
Which I'll bet on it, too. But, you know, we're a gambling-free website, so I can't talk about that. Anyways, of course, the schedule for the NFL is slated to begin in September. College football is actually beginning in September. I think a lot of them, like the SEC, will be starting at the end of September. And the other one somewhere in September. So we'll see, like, you know, two football leagues starting at like the very same time. So we'll definitely see what happens in the next couple weeks. Jeff, do you have any concerns with the safety issues with the NFL? And do you think there'll be a fan base in the stadiums?
I think there'll be limited fans. I mean, I'm not worried about players unless they have some kind of, you know, pre-existing condition, but I'm also sure that the plans that they've put in place for each team have really gone through that. And the other thing is, with all the testing they're going to have done, if somebody does get it, they'll catch it very early. So if it is someone that is facing a more serious version, they'll be able to get them the proper treatment they need. So it would seem for a majority of them, it will not be something that takes a lot of treatment. But obviously when you start talking offensive linemen, defensive linemen, some of those guys, it might be a bit heavier. I'm sure that they'll have to be careful with those guys to make sure they get them the treatment they need.
You know, it's interesting because NFL has not discussed doing like the bubbles, like the NBA and the MLS and NHL has done. Do you think they should start talking about it, or do you think it's just ready too late?
I mean, I think they have their plans in place and we'll just have to see how they work. You know, and the other advantage the NFL has is they play one game a week.
True.
These other leagues are trying to play, you know, what, four games a week or more, maybe.
Yeah, so, and baseball is multiple.
I think that's really one advantage the NFL has. You can take it on a week by week basis.
Exactly. And I think this, you know, this opportunity, after all these players opting out, this brings opportunity for players in the practice squad and potentially in the CFL to have a chance to play in the NFL.
Absolutely. Yeah. A lot more young players are going to get playing time as well.
So it should be a quite interesting time. And of course, we'll definitely keep you guys up to date for anything. And looking like the NFL's got this, but of course, proof is in the pudding and things are starting to roll quick. And I know that training camps have begun, a little short in season, but there'll be no Hall of Fame game, Jeff, or preseason, but I think you're happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of enjoy preseason just to see the younger players get a chance to play. But yeah, as long as there's no regular season games missed, that's all good.
Something to definitely look at. NBA started last night, and of course, some games going on today. Anything else before we head into poll question?
I think we're good with the poll question.
Let's do it. What goes best with avocados? And the options are burritos / tacos, toast, sushi, or a big bowl of salad.
It just has to be a burrito.
Yeah.
Burrito is always the answer. Yeah.
And most of our Twitter followers chose burritos, their first place at 66%. Toast came in second. Salad came in third, had 11, and sushi at 0. Have you ever had a sushi avocado before?
I love sushi, but I don't use avocado with it.
Really? Wow. No. I mean, I love it. I've eaten it. I think it's really healthy. But burritos and tacos is good. And by the way, Chipotle has free guacamole on your burrito today, so there's no extra $1.25 charge on it.
I might have to check that out.
For your information.
Yeah.
Anyways, Jeff, what is the best way to reach you to talk to you about Kansas City barbecue?
The best way is at JT Falver on Twitter.
And you can follow us at thesportscast.net or on Twitter at thesportscast1. On Monday, we'll be talking a little bit more about soccer, college football, scheduling is going. This weekend is the FA Cup championship game. So we'll see the winner between Arsenal and Chelsea. I think we're going to see Arsenal win it because they need it more. And, of course, the Champions League will be in a week from now, so it should be exciting. Sports is keep rolling. You know, it was quiet between March and June, Jeff, but now it's like the ball is starting to roll. Now we're seeing more sports on TV. ESPN is back to normal again.
Yeah, man. Keep it rolling.
Anyways, Jeff, always a pleasure, and thanks for coming on.
All right. Appreciate you having me. Thank you.